clicked it to go off. Welcome, everybody around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Tuesday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. We're so glad that you are joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website www.theessenceofsuccess.net from 11 in the morning to 7 at night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe so that you can receive the monthly newsletter. If you have any messages for us, please send them at the website, the main page of the website at the bottom. You'll see the message box or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you and enjoy the show. I shall now bring on my co-host and the station manager, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I hope somebody is listening out there. We have nobody in the queue, so please phone in. Also, our chat room is out. Not to any fault of ours. Blog Talk is goofed up again. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's life. I hope you're all having a good week. It seems pretty rocky this week. Full moon on Thursday, and I know the emotions are sitting right on the surface, and that's even for me, and I'm a Reiki master, and I know how to deal with this stuff, but I'm not dealing so well, so all the emotions are on the surface. I could start crying at the drop of a hat right now, so yeah, it's all okay, folks. It's just the full moon. You need to get past this. All I can say is ground yourself. If you have any black hematite, that is a great way to ground yourself. So grab a hold of that and just do it. If you don't, go outside in your bare feet and pretend you're a tree with roots going down into the ground. That will help. Or hug a tree. Even that will help. But ground yourself and try and get through this. I don't know why it's so rough this time. Was there a blue moon last month?
Yes, it was the 31st, the 30th of July, because that was the new moon, and
okay.
Also the blue moon. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that would explain a lot then. So, yeah, please ground yourself. People are going to come at you snappy. They're going to be rude. Those that have been bullies or are bullies will be even stronger at the moment. Just try and take a deep breath. And like I tell my cohort, kill them with kindness. That's about all you can do, because if you reply with the same kind of stuff that they're giving you, you're going to get it back tenfold. So kill them with kindness, and that should shut them down. Other than that, I have no other advice. If you want to call in, you need some Reiki healing, or you need some psychic advice from us, please call in. Number again is 646-727-2914.
Wonderful. And the prayer is our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We sure hope so. We are all one with the higher power and the universe, so be it. So I said on my yesterday birthdays, except today, because I'm going to a birthday party right after the show. Happy birthday, Billy.
Well,
which I didn't know
you.
I was going to a birthday party till she called me about 2 o'clock and said, we're having a party. And I'm like, oh, okay. It won't be that much because it's a work day. You know, folks got to go to work tomorrow. So probably just have dinner and a sippy poo and come on home. For those that are listening, all the lines are open. You guys can call in, or you know Nina, do her 2-minute warning. But also, please keep Renee and Chris, is that right, in your prayers for healing.
Yes.
Those are Nina's brothers, but please keep them all this week as you think about it or go to bed at night. Think of Renee and Chris and ask God to heal them totally and unconditionally. So. Okay.
Thank you.
And yes, what else? Oh, the horoscopes are out. I know it's the 13th. All you guys need to do is go either go on to YouTube or pull up Linus Boyd or Saturday Night Psychic, or either you can go on blog news in our website and you can read the horoscopes. I have some predictions coming that I finally typed up today because I've just been taping them since the end of July. So I finally typed them up today, and I thought what I'd do is put it on YouTube, then on the website, because I, you know, want to go into it a little bit more than just do the prediction, the more I see. I was surprised. I had a really strong prediction, Nina, on the 9th of this month that Alaska was going to have a very strong earthquake, but it didn't happen. Thank you, God. I'm glad it didn't, because I don't want to see people get hurt, but it was very strong. Yeah. So like you said, with this full moon coming up, anything is possible. I mean, it was after Mercury retrograde when we had those two mass shootings. So something is in the air. Yeah.
Exactly. Also, Lennis, I think the earthquake happened on Vancouver Island.
Oh, there was an earthquake on the 9th? Not in Alaska.
It was around then, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, but it was Vancouver Island. Well, it wasn't real bad, was it? See, I don't even watch news, so I'm going to have to pull it up on the Internet.
No, it wasn't really bad, but there was one on the island. Now, I can't remember exactly when it was, but yeah, it was. There was one on the island, on the northern portion of the island, I do believe, which is
pretty damn close. Well, okay, and that's close to Alaska. Yeah. Ooh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, because I was telling a couple of people that I know, you know, live up there to be careful. Okay. Anyway.
We still have no callers.
I know, and I'm surprised because last week, Tuesday was full. It wasn't maybe one or two on Monday. So now this week, Monday was full, and Tuesday there's not anybody.
Nobody.
So I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe everybody's enjoying the nice weather. We actually have some sunshine right now, which we have not seen in forever. We have had rain, and more rain every day, but I think 2 days in the last probably 8 weeks. So, yeah, it's either sprinkled or it's poured down forever and ever. We have not had a summer. Our temperatures have been just non-existent, like in the 60s, low 70s. It's just been horrible. It's been a horrible, horrible summer. And now with all this rain and stuff, we have mosquitoes that could carry your body away.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? I mean, I know you are, but ooh.
Yeah, no, the
That's
mosquitoes
scary.
Are really bad, really, really bad up here. And, of course, they spray around the city in the spring, and we had no moisture really then. But we do have it now, so I don't know what's going to happen. It's horrible. Every time I turn, I don't get bit. Thank you very much. I thank God for that because I have not been bit by a mosquito in 6 years. I better touch wood really hard. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody around me gets bit really bad. And all those kids outside playing, you walk in the grass and you've got them swarming you. So it's not very pleasant. It's almost like we're in the woods or whatever.
Wow. Yeah, Crazy weather. Did you see, what was it, in Russia, a tour bus hit a, it was thousands of them, grasshoppers. Did you happen to see that? Oh, jeez. That was crazy.
Well, that's,
and they had them in Vegas, too. I guess they had a grasshopper infusion in Vegas just for a minute, and that was weird.
Yeah, we get, sometimes the grasshoppers, but caterpillars, and that's just gross. I'll tell you, that is so gross. So it looks like the earth is moving because of all the caterpillars at times. We haven't had it like that in a while up here, but every few years that's what happens, and it's the creepiest thing you could ever want to see.
And out of that comes beautiful butterflies.
Not out of those. Not under
those
caterpillars.
Oh,
those
turn into butterflies?
Well, they turn into moths. They're not the beautiful butterflies that we want. The caterpillars that I'm talking about have caterpillars, and they just chew all the leaves off of everything. They strip the trees. They strip everything. It's horrible.
Oh. Now, do you guys spray up there? I know we do down here when the caterpillars are bad, especially in the trees.
I think personally maybe people do spray, but as the government or province goes, no, they don't. Not for caterpillars.
They do here if it's bad enough.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hey, people, two minute warning.
Let me go up
here. We're out of here at 7:15, so if you don't call in, we're gone. Because Lennis and I can talk forever.
That's for sure. That is for sure. I was trying to think what else is coming up. I guess nothing but school getting ready. Well, I guess some kids went back to school already. I've been seeing on the internet. Some places, school's already back in service. Does Canada go back early, too? Well, not early, but do you guys go back in August?
Some schools, I think there's three schools in Edmonton that go back or something like that, but most of them don't go back until after the long weekend in September. So, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. Kids aren't supposed to be in school in the summer. That's crazy.
Yeah, but they do. Down here, the parochial schools always go back 2 weeks prior to the public schools. So those kids always go back like the end of August before
the
public
schools. They're probably out earlier too, though, right?
Yeah, they do.
Earlier?
They get out in May, the end of May. Yes, ma'am. They sure do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's good. If I was a school kid, I remember my summers were not the time to go back to school. I did not want to go back. I went to, of course, see the friends, but I saw my friends through the summer even. So it really didn't matter to me one way or the other whether I went back to school or not. I finished school, thank you very much, but yeah, it wasn't my favorite place in the world.
I enjoyed school, but I was a sponge. I always wanted to learn something new, anything that would fill that mind up, my brain up.
The same way, Lennis. I was the same way, but, you know, I was kind of picked on at school, too, and I enjoyed school. I enjoyed learning. I still enjoy learning. I pride myself in learning something new every day, but, school wasn't my favorite place because of the people that weren't my friends, put it that way.
I got a breaking news for everybody. A man's lung, this is off of NBC News. It just came across the screen here. A man's lungs filled with fluid after a few hits from the vape pen. You know, that's what people smoke instead of cigarettes. They use the vape. When an alarming cluster of similar cases has doctors stumped. So they don't know what's going on. We got a call, too. They don't know what's going on. But anyway, I just wanted to share that because I know a lot of people use those vape pens. Then they smoke cigarettes, and they don't. Go ahead.
My husband included.
Okay, telling me better be careful. Better be careful.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, area code 832. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dejan.
Hi, Dejan.
Oh, that's right. We told you to call back today so we could see if we pick up anything on your girl. Say, what's her name again?
Yeah. Valeria Orsini. Valeria.
Okay, and what was your question concerning her? Whether you're going to get together soon or not?
Yes, if you saw us getting together, and if so, when? Do you see us meeting up in person?
Is she in another state?
Okay. Another what?
Is she in another state?
Yes, she is.
That makes things a little more complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Dijon, who is this woman, Mary or Miriam? Do you know a Mary or Miriam woman? That name is coming in front of my eyes right now.
No, I don't know anyone named Mary or Miriam, no.
Or Mary, Mary, or either Miriam, okay. They're showing me that name right now, so that's why I'm asking. Mary and Miriam. Okay.
That's
Valeria,
that's
go ahead, Nina.
That's my sister, Marion.
Oh.
Maybe you're picking up from me because she was here today, so maybe that's where that's coming from.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh.
Okay, back to Dijon. The Valeria ain't working for me, so I'm asking. Sorry. I'm asking what other women are out there that are available for you.
I do not see you two getting together.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I do not see you getting together. I see you guys becoming internet buddies, but I don't see you getting together. Not in the next 6 months. Not in the next 3 to 6 months, anyways. I'm not seeing any further than that, but 3 to 6 months, no, I don't see you getting together.
No, because I'm getting blindness. There's something about blindness there. I don't know if she's telling you all the truth about herself or what, but I'm getting blindness. I hope she's being honest with you. I mean, I know you guys are in different states and it's, through the internet, but when I see blindness, something is not coming forward. And it, to me, it's like it's hidden.
Right.
I know it, but you don't know it, right? So it's blind to you. Okay, anyway, that's what I was getting off of Valeria with her. That just don't work, period. No, I agree with Nina, but no.
So you said that you don't see it happening
within
the...
What was that, Dijon?
So you said that you didn't see it happening within 3 to 6 months, correct?
That's
so it
correct.
Could be possibly like longer before at the very least it could happen, possibly.
Because that's all they're showing me is the next 3 to 6 months. It could happen after that, but I'm not seeing anything. Do you really want to wait around that long?
No, I mean, I'm just asking because I personally have no idea what life can bring. I mean, I have no idea. For all I know, we might get together sometime, like another few years or not. I have no idea,
Well, yeah, that's life, isn't it? But, I don't see you guys getting together for a while anyways. Go on with your life. Enjoy your friendship with her on the internet. And, keep on looking, brother.
Okay.
Dijon, you're so nice. We don't want to see you get hurt. That's why we're saying these things, besides the psychic reading. But, you're a good young man. The angels just told me, who is a burlesque woman? Do you know anybody in the shows or theater or whatever that's a burlesque woman that, performs?
I think I know of burlesque. You said burlesque?
What's the name again?
No, you said it was burlesque.
Burlesque
woman?
Yeah, burlesque. Because they're telling me a burlesque woman for you, but she's in the theater. She's in the theater, yeah. That's what I said, burlesque woman. She's performing. But do you know this woman?
Oh.
That's what they're asking me, like, do you know a person that's in burlesque theater?
I mean, I know a few people that could be in, I do know a few people that are in theater, but I'm not sure exactly who that could be exactly, but I'll keep my eye out for that for sure.
Well, they're telling me that's where your running path will take you. So I would check back in the theater, your friends or lady friends or guys that you know, and, maybe socialize so you can see who the women are that are performing or they're there in theater. Because one of those ladies is for you. She's a theatrical actress, but she's for you. But you have to find her because they're not showing me what she looks like other than that she's in burlesque. She's a burlesque woman, so do your networking.
Do you know what that...
networking and see. Yeah.
Do you know what burlesque means? Cause
burlesque,
you know, like...
It's
dance and musical. Yeah, go ahead, Nina.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a type of dance where they're, well, they don't take their clothes off or anything, but they dance pretty darn sexy.
Yeah, they do. Did you ever see the, well, no, I guess you didn't. I was going to say, if you saw the movie Burlesque with Cher, and the burlesque woman, the singer was, Christina Aguilera?
Christina Aguilera.
I'm probably not pronouncing it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Disha. Yeah. Okay, that's it. The woman would be just like Christina. You know, she puts on a show, blah, 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 and then she's off. That's her job. That's what she does. And then, you know, she's off work, whatever. But that's what she does for a living. So if you remember that movie, that woman, Christina, that's the woman that's for you. Not her, but, you know, that type of person. Yeah, or actress.
Yes. Well,
yes,
she doesn't
actress.
Necessarily.
Okay.
She may have done a burlesque theater, or she may be in it right now. Doesn't necessarily mean that's the only thing that she acts. So, yeah, just be on the lookout for her, because I'm starting to feel this now, too.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
the time frame when we might meet? Or
anytime.
That's up to you. Because you have to do your research.
Anytime, yeah.
Okay.
Anytime. And let us know, because I'm feeling that pretty strong. I'm sorry I'm not getting a visual of her, because, you know, sometimes I can get a visual of the individual, what they look like and everything in their character. But that was all the angel showed me. So, yeah, start making them calls tomorrow. Make some connections and get with some of those people, because she's there. And she's waiting on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
you're
let
welcome.
Us know, Dijon. Give us a call back and let us know. You know you're one of our favorites, so let us know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right.
Have a good day. Have a good week. Yeah, that burlesque
and
one was strong.
Now there's just the two of us again.
The board is open. Y'all better call in. It's almost 6:25. Well, 6:25, 7:25, 9:25 on the East Coast. Y'all better come on. I got a party to go to, and Nina want to eat her dinner.
Oh, no. Nina's already eaten her dinner. There's no fear of that because it's almost 7:30 here, so I've eaten my dinner.
Oh, that's right.
But, yeah, the two-minute warning is now definitely in effect at 7:25. We are out of here.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'm trying to think what else. What else? I guess that's it. I meant to tell you too, Melvin had called. He's
oh,
doing
did
okay.
He?
Yeah, he
oh,
finally
good.
Got to a doctor, a specialist for his heart problems. Yeah.
Good.
Finally got that squared away. Mm-hmm.
Well, Melvin, if you are listening, Melvin, give us a call on Monday. We'd love to hear from you. Or give us a call tonight. Yeah, give us a call, Melvin. I'd love to hear from you now that I'm back on the show again in full swing until September.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For
all
sure,
right,
yeah.
Folks. You have 30
okay,
seconds.
Okay, I'm starting the music.
All right. Good night, everyone. Have a great week. Remember the full moon. And beware of people and their words. Stay clear. Kill them with kindness. And if I love you, and Lennox loves you, and be safe.
Amen. All right.
Right, Leonard.
Silence takes over.
Good night, Lana.
Good night, Nina.
Love
you. I love you too, woman.
In the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If it's hard.